who's the best athlete in the world? We could make arguments in favor of LeBron James, Lance Armstrong, Usain Bolt, the Jamaican sprinter known as the fastest man in the world, or Serena Williams. What about Zenyatta?
She's starting to pick them off, though. Zenyatta going to hook to the outside. Meanwhile, it's Colonel John Summerbird in the red cap. And Zenyatta's come to the outside. Zenyatta coming flying on the grandstand side.
Zenyatta is a six-year-old thoroughbred mare who was undefeated in 17 races, including last year's Breeders' Cup Classic, the first time a female thoroughbred won. She is the winningest horse of all time. And who better to tell us Zenyatta's story than our friend Laura Hillenbrand, whose epical book Seabiscuit tells the story of the greatest horse of another era. We've joined Laura at her home. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Zenyatta is 6 years old. She's owned by Jerry and Ann Moss. Jerry Moss owns A&M Records, I guess. Why didn't Zenyatta run as a three-year-old?
She ran at the end of her three-year-old season. That was the first time she had ever run. She didn't run at two, which most horses do. I believe it's because she is so large. Horses need to kind of grow into their bodies. She is an absolutely spectacularly huge horse. I mean, if you hollered her out, she would make a great hotel. And she is simply enormous, possibly the biggest great horse in history.
And what makes her a great horse?
She's got it all. I mean, for one thing, she's never been beaten. And to put that into perspective, in the whole 20th century, only two elite horses went unbeaten in their careers. One of them won 13 races. One of them won 15. She's won 17 and has never been beaten. And that's the biggest reason why she's a great racehorse. But she also went to arguably the most prestigious horse race in the world last year, the Breeders' Cup Classic, against the best males in the world. And she didn't just beat them. She blew them away.
And she wins in particularly dramatic fashion, doesn't she?
She's got that old crowd-pleasing style. She drops back very, very far at the beginning of the race. She lets everybody else exhaust themselves. Every single time I've seen her run, I've thought, she's not going to make it. She's too far back. And then she gets that gigantic butt going, and she starts just flying by horses. And she's so large that her stride is absolutely enormous. She just swallows the ground. And if you watch her by herself, you're thinking she's not going that quickly. And then you notice the little blurs going past her, and that's other horses that she's passing and putting away. So she likes to cut it close. She likes to toy with her opposition and wait till the last second to get her nose in front. But she's amazing. She never loses.
Who's your daddy?
Her father is Street Cry, who was a horse who won the Dubai World Cup. He's a very, very hot sire, so she's really got the good bloodlines going for her.
I've read interviews with her jockey, Mike Smith, who seems to be genuinely in awe of her.
I think she must be an incredible thrill to ride. You can actually go out on YouTube and have the experience of riding her. They put a camera on the helmet of her exercise rider, and so you can actually get that feel of being up on her back, and it's extraordinary.
And tell me a little something about her training regimen.
It's a fairly ordinary training regimen. She works out every few days and just like every other horse, but there is something that she does after her workouts. She drinks Guinness with her trainer, and you can actually go out on YouTube and watch this. She has a little plastic bowl, and she'll drink a pint of Guinness after her workout. She seems to love it. She slurps it right up. Maybe that's the secret to winning 17 races in a row.
Yeah, but she doesn't have as far as you can tell, she doesn't have a problem yet.
A problem with alcohol?
No. Yeah, yeah.
I think she's all right. I think she's all right.
She also seems to have real personality.
She does something that has come to be known as the Zenyatta dance. I've seen tens of thousands of racehorses. I've never seen a horse do something like this. When she is being led to the paddock, she begins to walk in this strange and balletic way, where she will begin hopping from one foreleg to the other and thrusting the one that's in the air out straight ahead of her like she's pointing to something. It's a beautiful little motion she makes, and everyone stares and wonders what she's doing, and I think she's just playing. I think she's just so excited about being out there and getting to do her job and getting to rub the other horses' noses in their inferiority, and she's loving it. She will do it during the warm-up. She does it right until she goes into the starting gate.
Are there commercial pressures to have her start, producing offspring?
I think there are some in that she's going to be a very, very valuable broodmare. She's very well-bred herself. And, of course, she has the racing record that nobody can compare to. But she only costs $60,000, and she's won more than $6 million. So there are plenty of reasons to stay on the racetrack. And she's her owners are such wonderful sports people. They give her to the public, and they let everyone enjoy her. Horse racing in the last few years has really taken a few blows to the gut. We had the death of Barbaro, the death of Eight Bells. We've needed some good news, and Zenyatta has given that to racing. And the most amazing thing happened when she ran her last race, the Vanity Handicap, in June. She crossed the wire, and the crowd was going insane, screaming at Hollywood Park. Then she galloped out, she stopped, and she turned around, and as she's coming back, the crowd was still on its feet. They were still cheering as if she was still running. That is something you rarely see, not just in racing, but in sport. She is a real treasure, and people feel such gratitude. There's a rapture gathering around this horse, and you know, even if you don't like horse racing, you should get out and see this horse, because we may not see the likes of her ever again.
Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Laura Hillenbrand, the author of Seabiscuit, talking about Zenyatta. And you have a new book coming out. Yes, you can tell us the title, can't you?
It is Unbroken. It will be out in November.
All right. Talk to you then.
Thank you.